Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ayo, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're going to have a fun show. We're going to bring on Ross Jackson, host of Locked On Saints, also Saints reporter for LouisianaSports.net at 6:20 to get in the zone for training camp. It's less than 2 weeks away. I still haven't made the mental adjustment. I keep going outside around noon to try to trick my body into thinking it's okay to be out in the that temperature. But you know, we'll find out when the time comes. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're wide open. So give us a call, 504-260-1870. Otherwise, we're going to hear a lot from Brian Kelly, maybe some LSU players out at SEC Media Days. You know, Brian Kelly, a guy who prior to this season was kind of, I wouldn't say anti-transfer portal, but definitely not one of the biggest proponents, sent a million of his own dollars into the pot this year, and then had 1,600 LSU fans and or boosters join in that went up to $3.5 million in the NIL pot, and you know, they ended up signing the number one transfer portal class. So, you know, I don't think Brian's going to make a habit of dropping $1 million of his own money into the transfer portal bucket, the NIL bucket, but you know, it doesn't hurt.
No, he flat out said that he will not be doing that every year, and that he will not be doing it next year as well. But he did it this year, and obviously it helped him land a lot of really talented players, which he's been emphasizing so much, basically to everyone that he can talk to, how confident he is in this 2025 roster. And the expectations are going to be there to match. But, Jeff, we have the final numbers. The 2025 MLB draft is officially
it's
done.
Over.
All 615 picks have been selected in the 20-round MLB draft. And Kendall Rogers, our friend from D1 Baseball, who we'll be talking to tomorrow, by the way, has the most picks in the MLB draft by program. Arkansas and Florida State ended up with 11. Georgia ended up with 10. And then tied for, you know, fourth place, I guess, Arizona, LSU, Arizona State, Ole Miss, and Tennessee all ended up with 9. So, you know, after Tennessee's very hot start with 8 players selected in the first 105, they only had one taken on day 2, which is basically accounts for 500 picks. That's the total numbers. For as far as the most players selected by program, once again, Arkansas and FSU at the most with 11. Georgia had 10, and then LSU was tied for fourth with Arizona, Arizona State, Ole Miss, and Tennessee with 9 players selected in the 2025 MLB draft.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, LSU had 9 players selected. I'm not surprised at the 9 players that got picked. I feel like a lot of these picks happened in places I did not expect them to happen. First being Cade Anderson, who, you know, should have gone number one overall.
Agreed.
The MLB draft is just bizarre in that, you know, teams will say, hey, we know he's the best player, but we don't want to pay, but there's a slot value and whatnot. It's, you know, when you watch other teams' drafts or other leagues' drafts and you're like, yeah, the best player goes number one over, not in baseball. It's this convoluted mess. You can't trade picks. So Cade Anderson drops to the Seahawks, the Seattle Mariners at number 3. And we were just talking about this. If the MLB allowed trades, you would have had teams crawling over each other to trade up to number three to go get Cade Anderson. Instead, he falls into their lap, and you know, good for the Mariners, because I don't know if I've seen, you know, there's a lot of players. I wouldn't say he has the highest ceiling of any top five pick we've seen in the last decade, but I think he might have the highest floor of, you know, of anybody I've seen. Like, I have not been more confident in a player going into the pros than I am that Cade Anderson is going to be a legit, you know, top end starter.
Yeah, it was the first real shocker of the night that he fell to three. And of course, you know, the first two programs, the organizations that passed up on him, Washington, yep, and the Angels, went kind of cheap with their first two picks. I think the Angels more so. I know that the Washington Nationals are catching a ton of flack for taking Eli Willits, the high school shortstop, with the number one overall pick. And then the signability goes into it, like how much money that the player's going to be making versus what their kind of draft slot is. The MLB draft is different in that way. But apparently Cade Anderson also took below slot value for the number three overall pick, signing with the Seattle Mariners. Mike and I talked about this in the first hour. A, it's a great landing spot for him.
Yeah.
Seattle's been a known pitching factory for recent years. And so, you know, the one kind of comp that just stays in my mind, and I've seen this in multiple different places, they say that Cade Anderson's like Max Fried, who was with the Atlanta Braves for many years, and now he's with the New York Yankees as kind of the ace of their staff. And it really just sticks in my mind. And I know that people will say that limited ceiling was the reason. He's not Paul Skeens necessarily, but who else is Paul Skeens, right? Cade Anderson, I think, is a fantastic prospect. He's got multiple great pitches that will work at the MLB level. He should have been the number one overall pick. Washington went cheap. The Angels went cheap. There's a reason those organizations are where they are right now. And he falls into Seattle's lap. And so congratulations to the Mariners for getting Cade Anderson at the 103 when he very easily could have been the 101 this year. And good luck to him in his pro career. I say that despite being an Astros fan. Hate him going to Seattle for my fandom, but really love it for the player that he gets to go to a great program or pitching program that the Seattle Mariners have.
And yeah, then, you're going to put him in a pro system, in a pro, you know, just development system.
Yes.
He's going to bump up that velocity to somewhere in the 97, 98 range.
Correct.
Consistently, and he's going to be pitching in the pros by year two, I would guess.
Like, I
don't think he's
going
to spend much time in the minors at all.
I agree, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of like ceiling he does, in fact, reach at the MLB level. Seattle is and really has no lack of great starting pitching talent, but I think obviously using the number 103 pick on him, that he's not going to have a long stay in the minors before he gets to the major leagues. And same thing with the second player that was selected last night. The Angels did take an LSU pitcher, but just in the second round with the 47th overall selection, they take Chase Shores, which I told this to Mike as well, the most Angels pick possible. Just this tall righty with tons of traits. He has like the quote-unquote turbo sinker that he can throw 100, 101 miles per hour. Really a critical piece to LSU's bullpen, especially in their run to the national championship. And someone that the Angels... We know the Angels organization, they love rushing players up to the major leagues. Jay Johnson came out and said it, that he doesn't expect Chase to have a long stint in the minors either, that he's going to be one of the first players selected in this draft that's going to be a major leaguer. And I could see that as well, especially with him going to the Angels.
Yeah, 100, an easy 100 plays at the pro level, man.
Right.
I get it. Like, you got some stuff you got to work out. You got some development. But when you can throw it as easily as he does, 6'8". You know, like there were times that like Jay Johnson would go out to the mound and to either take him out or just talk to Chase Shores. And I'd be like, wait, how tall is this guy? Because he looks like 7'2" when Jay's standing next to him. But no, he's elite. And then Anthony Iansen, as a Red Sox fan, this, you know, and someone who obviously watched a ton of Anthony Iansen, I was like, how did he fall all the way to 87? You know, the Red Sox who, you know, say what you want about that team and some of the trades they've made. They develop players, and that farm system is just going to keep on trucking. Winners of 10 in a row heading into the All-Star break, by the way. So, yeah, it's a party over there in Beantown.
So it's really funny because that was the one player I kept seeing as the picks went by. You know, Jeff, we spoke to multiple different MLB draft experts throughout the process over the last few weeks, and everyone that we talked to said Iansen is likely going to be a late first rounder, someone that goes maybe between picks 20 and 40 and potentially falls into the second round. But if he falls into the second round, he's going to be a very early second round pick. Jeff, he ends up going into the third round. He falls into the Red Sox lap with the 87th overall pick. And so Boston, in their first three picks, I mean, they made out like a bandit with Kyson Witherspoon, who's the Oklahoma ace, with their first round pick. They end up taking Phillips from Tennessee with their second round pick. And then Ianson falls into their lap once again. That is a draft steal for the Boston Red Sox. Anthony Ianson, someone that we thought was going to be a late first-round pick, ends up going 87th overall in the third round. That was, you know, Kate Anderson falling all the way to three was a shock. And maybe Chase Schwarber going a little bit higher than expected was slightly surprising. But Ianson's slide was among the most surprising things from night one of the draft, in my opinion.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I feel like teams at this point kind of like, oh, he's just a righty. You know, he's a righty with a curveball. Like, you know, you kind of just talk yourself out of it. If he's not a lefty pumping it up to 95, 97, you just kind of ignore him in the draft. So, you know, I think, you know, the Red Sox just made out there. The other picks, Ethan Frye went 95 overall to the Astros.
Woo-hoo.
Daniel Dickinson goes 185 overall in the sixth round to the Brewers. Jared Jones, a little earlier than I thought, ninth round to the Pirates, number 263 overall. Jacob Mayers goes five picks later to the Red Sox. Cade Woods, 307 overall to the Braves. And then Connor Ware, 463rd to the Mets. That is the draft haul. You know, for a championship team, you probably would have thought a few higher picks. But, you know, no one's going to be complaining about nine picks in the pros.
Yeah, it's a nice haul for LSU's players. Other players that went undrafted included, like, Chris Stanfield, you know, which was a little bit of a stunner there. Jaden Newt, a LSU pitcher. Zach Cowan, which was one of those guys that we figured could potentially come back to LSU. So we'll end up seeing what the haul ends up being for LSU returning for 2026, and we'll talk with Kendall about that tomorrow, too. Jared Jones is one that I wanted to talk about. Him and Daniel Dickinson both went way later than I expected. Dickinson.
Really? I thought, I heard from a few people that were just like, Jared's kind of hard to project because he strikes out a lot.
Yeah, but even then, just the raw pop, like, had a lot of folks considering him within range of round 5 to 7, somewhere around there. He ends up going around 9, 263 overall, despite being the 101 ranked prospect via MLB.com. And I know sometimes you can throw out the numbers as far as the prospect rankings because teams have their own boards and, you know, the money that they're working with to make sure that they're able to sign players. He ends up going to the Pittsburgh Pirates at 263, which I thought was definitely late. Same thing with Daniel Dickinson, who could have potentially been a day one pick. Falls not just out of the top three rounds, goes all the way to the sixth round where the Milwaukee Brewers finally stop his slide at pick 185. So good for him. Daniel Dickinson, someone that, you know, has been mentioned as kind of a master of none but great at all type of player for the major league level. And I think that he'll have a shot with the Milwaukee Brewer organization. Jacob Myers is a really interesting one from Nichols State, transferred to LSU, the right-handed pitcher that can just pump 100 on the mound. The issue with him has always been command, but he gets picked up by the Boston Red Sox organization. As we kind of mentioned earlier, with Anthony Ianson being a steal in the third round, Myers feels like a good spot for him with the ninth round pick going to Boston and kind of joining Ianson with the Red Sox organization and their pitching program. We'll see what he can do at the major league level. And then really, later on, Cade Woods gets picked in the 10th round. Connor Ware gets picked in the 15th round. And that makes up the nine players that LSU had picked.
No doubt. Busy day for the Tigers. I'm sure a lot of MLB teams are happy to be getting those kids into their programs. Like 600 draft picks. It's a lot. It's a lot to keep track of. But, hey, we'll have Kendall Rogers on tomorrow, managing editor of D1 Baseball, to break it all down. For now, we're going to hit the break. Hit us up. What do you think of the draft in the Okunart Jewish Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. We're going to be coming back with Ross Jackson, host of Locked On Saints, to get us ready for training camp in less than 2 weeks. Who dat? Keep it locked on WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rolling back in here on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're getting ready. Training camp, Saints training camp, is in less than 2 weeks. Get ready for the heat. Get ready for the sweat. Get ready for the cooling towels. That's something I always make sure to bring. It's important. And we're going to bring in host of Locked On Saints, also reporter for LouisianaSports.net, Ross Jackson, going to help get us ready. How you doing, Ross?
Hey, man, doing great. Actually, cooling towels is a great idea. I need to make sure I do that.
Yeah, the first year I went out there, I wore pants, and I did not have any type of sweat-wicking material, and I almost died. I'm just going to be honest. It did not go well.
I'm an avid pants wearer at training camp, and it's becoming a part of my reputation, I think. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm not typically a wear shorts to work kind of person, but there's a certain point,
right,
where it just has to happen. I mean, just kind of broad question, you know, what are you most excited to see? What are you looking forward to the most, other than just watching football again? Get out there in a couple weeks.
Yeah, certainly a big part of it is the football fact, but obviously, I mean, I think the biggest thing you're most excited to watch and this whole situation is just trying to figure out what the newness is to this New Orleans Saints team, right? New offensive approach, new defensive identity. What is all of it really going to look like? We got early glimpses of it during OTAs and mandatory minicamp, but as you know, like, no team drills, no 11-on-11 drills, some kind of, like, you know, full team walkthroughs and things like that. But even when they did the walkthroughs, they didn't wear helmets to kind of lessen a little bit of the temptation of physicality and all that. So I'm just excited to see all of this come together in front of us and really get an opportunity to see what this team is looking to kind of build its identity around in 2025.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's so much that, you know, you'll watch and it's like, oh, was that intentional? And it's almost always intentional when it comes to Kellen Moore, all the way down to they did not wear their helmets during walkthroughs, because when you wear a helmet, you kind of feel like, ah, maybe I'll just get one in there. It's like, no, I don't want any contact. I don't want any physicality. So it's like, yeah, just take them off. You know, and it's just kind of those little things that you just kind of see, like putting the names on the back of the jerseys. You know, I was kind of like, Kellen kind of joked about it, but I do think that he is very particular with how he runs his practices. And there's just going to be little things like that that you can pick out throughout the course of this process.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's absolutely right. Like, he's very intentional with everything that he does. Everything has a purpose. And we've seen that even for all the way down to sort of the things that the team is doing off of the field as well, right? Like canceling that last day of mandatory minicamp, going to 504, getting the opportunity to kind of bond as a team. You're seeing all of these players and coaches that are a part of off-season camps, the restoration effort at you know, in Holly Grove and all that. Like, I think all those things are good examples of that, too, to where literally everything that this team does is really with a purpose right now, and sort of a sense of urgency and a sense of purpose under Kellen Moore. I think it's a really good direction for them to at least get started here as they move forward, because obviously you want to see that intentionality and everything on the football field in between the lines too. So I think that becomes a big part of what it is that they're trying to kind of instill and install over the course of this offseason kind of training camp program going into the preseason as well.
Yeah, and I think Kellen also understands something very important. What every good teacher understands is when to throw a surprise pizza party, or in this case, a surprise golf outing. They're like, "Oh, you're getting ready to go out in the heat. Nah, we're gonna go play. We're gonna go play golf. Everyone, we're gonna pretend it's gonna be hinging on this three by the UDFA quarterback. And in reality, this is what I planned all along. But no, I'm excited. I'm excited to see Kellen. You know, and one of the things, and I know you wrote about this recently, is this offense, or I believe you wrote about this. It may have been somebody else. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
No
but
way.
This offense,
no
I expect to be a lot more RPO driven. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had Cesar Ruiz on earlier in the show. And one of the things that's going to do is require a lot of, you know, work by the offensive line. Because I think when people watch RPOs, they just focus on the quarterback and wherever the ball goes, right? But the hardest part of an RPO is, you know, these offensive linemen are like, okay, do I go block for the run, or do I stand here and wait? Because the alternative is, oh, you get a lot of ineligible man downfield penalties, and everyone's like, why are we running all these dumb RPOs? It's why Sean Payton was always, hey, I'm calling a run or a pass. We might make it look like he's got an option, but in reality, it's one of those two things. What do you expect that to look like in terms of RPOs under Kellen Moore?
Yeah, look, I think here. So first of all, yes, I did write about that. You nailed it. I think we're going to see a lot more of that under Kellen Moore. And you know, look, they did it 274 times last year with the Philadelphia Eagles, and 199 of those were rushes. And so I think that tells you a little bit of, like, again, the intentionality, right? Nothing happens by mistake. And so a little bit of, you know, kind of how that becomes a part of not just sort of this interesting approach to the passing game, but how it actually emphasizes a little bit of what you're doing in the run game portion of it as well. And so I think we'll see a lot of that. And I think that this is going to probably work really to the advantage of what it is that the team wants out of their offensive line, which is more athleticism and all those other things. But it does take a lot of discipline. And I think discipline is going to be a big kind of theme throughout this 2025 season under Kellen Moore as well. The other thing it really helps with too is that it just kind of gives the quarterbacks the opportunity to kind of see what the defense is doing and then make decisions based on that. Tyler Shuck was really successful in this during his final year at Louisville. We saw a lot of this as well in South Carolina with Spencer Rattler. When Spencer Rattler was at Oklahoma, they did a lot of shotgun offense. But then once he got to South Carolina, a lot of it was under center and a lot of it was RPO driven. And so both of these quarterbacks have a lot of good experience in this and have found success in this kind of thing. And I think that it's something that, you know, we talk about what we're excited about seeing at training camp. Like, that quarterback battle obviously is at the top of that list as well. And I think that some of the things that the Saints are planning on doing under Kellen Moore on the offensive side will already pretty much immediately kind of benefit these young passers in terms of the way that they're going to go about things and what they're accustomed to doing from their collegiate days.
Ross, as kind of Jeff alluded to there, when we spoke with Cesar Ruiz, one of the things that he talked about was how excited he is to play next to new right tackle Taliese Fuaga in that system, in that front. And it's so, so cool to see, you know, and hear from him specifically about Tali. But the two young tackles now, with Kelvin Banks Jr. being the first-round pick, the ninth overall selection from this past year's draft, you know, all the draft analysts that we had talked to throughout the process said you're really building an offense from the ground up with those two kind of pieces as the bookends on an offensive line. And, you know, when we were also mentioning with Cesar Ruiz, he said that the sky's the limit for how much talent that's up front now for this offensive line, with plugging in Kelvin Banks as the left tackle and moving Tali back over to right tackle. Just want to get your thoughts because, you know, once we get to training camp next week, it's going to be shelves for the start of the practices. But once we get to practice five, Monday, July 28th is when the pads come on, and we really get to see that unit in full action.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the other really exciting things about this team, particularly over on the offensive side. And everything that you just mentioned, and of course everything that Cesar mentioned, is extremely true, right? Like, you're building up this offense, you're trying to get this to a certain place, and you're doing it by going from the inside out. This is how offenses, this is how successful NFL teams, offenses and defenses, are built. You start with the trenches, and then you build outward from there. And so the Saints have kind of, you know, gone back to the drawing board on that. And I think the other thing I'll add to this too is that, look, Taliese Fuaga plugged in at left tackle with no playing experience at left tackle during his collegiate days, started all 17 games there and was outstanding during that stretch. Now, he allowed 5 sacks over the course of his rookie year. That's really good for a guy that's starting at left tackle for the first time ever. And considering that all five of those sacks happened over the course of like 3 or 4 games in the middle of the season, started off super strong, finished super strong. And I think that's the momentum that you want to see. Now he moves back over to his collegiate position, which you can call his quote-unquote natural position, and now he's going to be very comfortable there. Then you plug in Calvin Banks Jr., who was the consensus All-Pro, Lombardi Award Trophy winner, Outback Award Trophy winner, like just did all these things that were absolutely incredible and was outstanding all throughout his time at Texas. Now which included him making the transition over to the SEC and playing against some of those SEC pass rushers on the edge as well. Now he comes into the NFL. This is going to be a good situation for him too. And so the thing that I think, in addition to all of this, is not just a success for 2025, but what this means for the team moving forward. Rookie quarterback or a quarterback on a rookie contract, a left tackle on a rookie contract, a right tackle on a rookie contract, a starting cornerback on a rookie contract. We're talking about Kool-Aid McKinstry in that situation. An edge rusher that's already been re-signed in Chase Young. Contractually, the Saints would be in a really good position if all of those guys panned out in terms of being able to funnel that money elsewhere to be able to build this team up. So that's another one of those big advantages that this team could have with 2 first-round tackles bookending this offensive line. If they get really good play from them and thus get really good play from the quarterback that's on a rookie contract and, of course, you know, aid for that quarterback through the run game, so on and so forth, there's a lot of opportunity for this team to build its contender over the course of the next few years.
Well, I do have to correct you on one thing. Tyler Shuck is not yet on a rookie contract. He has not
signed his rookie
contract. He's one of 30 second-round picks to not do that. Is that something you're concerned about? I mean, obviously, second-round picks, we always say, like, it always takes a little bit longer. This year kind of feels a little different. You know, whether you want to call it holdouts or just kind of, you know, playing it out. You know, if he's not on the field when the Saints break camp in a couple weeks, that's going to make some waves, because just when you talk about a quarterback in that situation and a guy who needs every rep he can get, I'm just curious, what is your concern level at this point regarding the contract for Shuck?
Yeah, it kind of non-existent at this point. It becomes low if he's not reporting for training camp on the 22nd. It becomes a little bit higher if he's not on the field on the 23rd. And then it gets a little bit higher each day that passes after that, because at that point, you're being cost, right? Because this isn't, I want to be really clear about this, like this isn't a player decision to where there's some kind of disagreement over a contract. This is an all new precedent for the NFL. They're now seeing their first ever fully guaranteed second round contract. And any player that moves too early at a position where players are unsigned that were selected ahead of him, that agent ends up without trying to negotiating the contracts of all the players that are up ahead of them, right? If you're the 48th overall pick and you get a fully guaranteed deal, you've effectively just negotiated picks 35 through 39 who currently remain unsigned into fully guaranteed deals. And do you want to be the agent or the representative or the representation that ends up making that decision for 6 other players? You probably don't, right? 4 or 5 other players, you probably don't. And so it's a tricky situation to balance, because it's not like, oh, I want more. I'm demanding something as a player or as a representative. It's, hey, this is uncharted territory. How do we navigate this? So it's an entire precedent reset. It's different for these second round picks right now. And so that's why my concern level right now is non-existent, and then just kind of grows over the course of time, because then it becomes less about the contract, which, again, that's not about any player, that's not about any team, that's not about any agent, that's just about the changing landscape of second round contracts now. And it's only going to get worse next year and the year after that, so on and so forth. And so we'll watch how this plays out. But after a certain point, when you've missed enough time as a holdout, as a quarterback that's trying to compete for a potential starting role and to be the potential future, you know, franchise quarterback of an organization, if you're forced to miss time because of those negotiations that you are not actively having as a player, right? Make no mistake about it. It's not Tyler Shuck standing in Mickey Loomis's office saying, I want this. You know what I mean? Like, to be kind of subject to that because of the NFL landscape kind of sucks, if I'm being honest. And so, like, for a player that could potentially lose ground in a quarterback battle, that's a really disadvantageous situation to be in, non-ideal situation to be in. So that's where the concern for me comes in, because this isn't about a player saying, I want me, 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 or anything like that. This is about a player that's subject to the circumstance around a changing landscape around the NFL. And over the course of time, the longer that that process takes, the more that he has to sacrifice, not for himself, but for 30 other players that are, or 29 other players that are unsigned around him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And it's probably more about Tyler's agent than Tyler, because, you know, I don't think the player really even looks at it that way as much as the agent probably has a text chain with 10 other agents being like, you better not sign that contract,
because
we're working our way up there. I mean, I have some strong feelings that second-round picks should be fully guaranteed. I think it's silly that this is even a conversation when, you know, the Saints, you're talking about an $80 million dead cap hit, and what's the conversation about? $3 million on the back end of a four-year contract for a guy that...
Right.
If he's starting in year four, that's the biggest steal you're ever going to get at the quarterback position. And it's all a slippery slope thing, right? Like, teams want to draw a line in the sand somewhere, and they just, if they just give and give and give, eventually all draft picks are going to be guaranteed. And then you're going to be like, well, why aren't all player contracts guaranteed? So, I don't know. Like, I kind of just feel like there's so much posturing going on. But at the end of the day, why aren't these contracts guaranteed? Like, what are you saving at the end of the day that is worth stretching out and potentially impacting a quarterback competition? I just don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're talking about a position, right? So think about where Tyler Shuck got drafted, right? Number 40 overall. Number 40 overall last year, Philadelphia Eagles defensive back Cooper DeJean. $9.283 million contract. Over $7.4 million of that was guaranteed. It was an 80.46% guarantee on that contract. Are you really going to be willing to haggle over less than $2 million of guarantees? You know what I mean? And so, but the thing is that you're not haggling. Like, if you're the team that has pick number 40 on your roster, you're not haggling about less than $2 million for your player. You're haggling about less than $2 million for your player. And whatever the difference is between what was guaranteed before and what would be a fully guaranteed contract now for the four or five other unsigned players ahead of that, right? Like, that's the tricky part here. So you don't want to be the team that pulls the trigger on the fully guaranteed contract too early, because it's not just you, you're impacting the other teams ahead of you that haven't yet signed their rookies. This is what happened. This is how Carson Schwetzinger got his fully guaranteed deal as the 34th overall pick, or 33rd overall pick, excuse me, because the 34th overall pick, Jaden Higgins with the Houston Texans, got his fully guaranteed deal first. And so the Browns had no choice. You just have to give Carson Schwetzinger a fully guaranteed deal too. And so that's how he got the second ever fully guaranteed deal in NFL history on a second round contract. So it's a tricky situation in terms of like the ripple effect of potentially negotiating someone else's deals. But on a one-to-one basis, especially when you're talking about a quarterback, it could be looked at as an outlier if the Saints just said, you know what, whatever, we're going to give you the fully guaranteed deal because we're talking about less than $2 million of a difference here. Take it. You know what I mean? So it is an interesting situation to see how it is that the team, the representative, and to an extent the player all decide to kind of handle this. But I think the player is kind of the least weight carrying or water carrying person in that situation of that triumvirate.
What I'm hearing is that 31 NFL GMs are waiting in line to key Nick Caserio's car.
Right. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Everyone is upset with Nick Caserio now.
He started everything because he couldn't just wait 2 weeks. Anyway, all right. Ross Jackson, host of Locked On Saints, also reporter for LouisianaSports.net. Check out his work. As always, great stuff. Thanks so much for taking the time, Ross.
Yeah, of course, man. Thanks for having me. Y'all take care, stay safe, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. See you next week.
Thanks, Ross.
All right. Again, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on Sports Talk. We're going to talk a good bit about LSU, but first, I want to dive in on Teddy Bridgewater, suspended from a volunteer job for doing nice stuff. Yep, that's what we're going to talk about. All right, again, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, keep it locked on WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rolling back in on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. I did want to get into something near and dear to my heart, which is stupid suspensions. There always seems to be one or two every year. And this year, we've got one that takes the cake. Teddy Bridgewater, who is a volunteer, he's not a school employee, where he's coaching high school football over in Florida. They did win the state title this year. Good for them. But he's been suspended for, in part, providing $14,000 for training camp, $9,500 for team pride sets, $2,200 a week for pregame meals, $1,300 a week for recovery, so PT and rehab and stuff like that, $700 a week for Ubers and more to help his team and players throughout the season. Apparently, that's against the rules. And he posted on Facebook today that he has been suspended from a volunteer job because he cares too much. Kind of a weird situation, particularly in an era where players in college are getting paid. It seems like there's really not that many rules. I think in this case, it's going to come down to high schools aren't really allowed to recruit, particularly public high schools. And that's probably where these rules come in, where you can't give certain benefits to players. But it's not a good look when you're suspending folks for helping out your players.
So who suspended them? The school?
Yes, I believe so.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, I'm sure there are rules that he probably broke. I think this is probably a situation that, you know, the ends justify the means. You could probably turn a blind eye to stuff like this. Wouldn't be surprised if this is a situation where other teams in the league that he plays in or that his team plays in was like, you can't do this. And then whatever sanctioning body governs that league, it was like, okay, well, this is a problem. But it's never a good look when someone like goes out of their way to help young athletes prosper. And then you just say, ah, get out of here.
It's like out of his pocket, too. It's not, like, this is a passion thing for him. It's his high school, right?
It's his alma mater. Right.
Exactly. So the fact that he's being suspended for, I mean, the goodness of his heart, basically, is kind of ridiculous, in my opinion, Jeff.
Yeah, and so it's Miami Northwestern's high school. He says, if it comes down to it, I will volunteer for the bleachers like I used to in 2018 and 2019 when no one had a problem. But just a strange situation. Teddy, obviously, we love Teddy for a lot of reasons. He led a touchdown drive in the playoffs last season, which, you know, if you forgot that he actually joined the Lions midway through the season, got into a playoff game, and I want to say it was Jameson Williams who, you know, wasn't a particularly well quarterbacked drive, although he did get the plays called and got the balls where it needed to go. I think Jameson Williams did most of the work, but, you know, good for Teddy taking a stand.
Yeah, he adds in here as well in this quote that he's not going anywhere. So, you know, we'll see what ends up happening with this, but it just seems kind of silly, Jeff, for, you know, suspending a guy that's trying to help young kids in your area and help this program that he's obviously so passionate about to pay out of his pocket. So it's silly.
And he self-reported this stuff. Like he didn't, it wasn't like someone found out. He was just like, by the way, I did this. And anyway, so Teddy Bridgewater suspended. We'll see how it goes. I would be surprised if the school doesn't come out and be like, actually, our bad, we'll figure this out.
Hey, this looks awful on us. We're not going to suspend Teddy Bridgewater. That's what you can probably expect to hear from this school very soon. I'm Team Teddy on this one all the way.
Again, I would be stunned if it didn't have something to do with other teams complaining.
Sure.
That this, you know, this coach is just throwing money.
You develop an NFL quarterback, and then he can help you with his money.
That's
like Teddy does.
That's kind of how it works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what LSU does. You know, Brian Kelly just got like $3 million from a bunch of people who really appreciate the school he coaches at. So
hashtag Team Teddy over here.
Yeah, and again, with NIL, these guys could, you know, if you could go make money anywhere, and we're pretending that Teddy is the issue. But anyway, weird things going on over there in Miami. We'll see what happens. But again, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, this is Sports Talk. Stick around. Coming back in on Sports Talk, closing out the hour. Charlie, you had something quick before we go?
Yeah, Chandler Rome, who's an Astros reporter, talked about Ethan Frye, the former LSU player's deal. He's getting an above-slot deal at the 95th overall pick, which slot value is at about $803,000. So we'll see what that number exactly is. But Astros amateur scouting director Campandino said the team likes Ethan Frye's bat speed and power. And, quote, he has some big boy juice. So we'll see if Ethan Frye can have a kind of quick stint in the minors and get up to the major leagues with the Astros organization, too.
No doubt. We're going to have a lot more LSU talk from SEC Media Days to close out the show. Stick around. This is WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.